Anonymous. Justice for Josiah. Justice for Josiah Pinner. The Aegis Alliance. Written and produced by Anonymous. On January 11, 2019, undercover sheriff's deputy Philip J. Montesi was traveling at 66 miles per hour in a 45 miles per hour zone in an unmarked car when he struck and killed Josiah Pinner. Josiah was a 15-year-old youth that was crossing North Florida Boulevard north of 124th Avenue. This was a hit and run, which is a felony. However, what followed was nothing but a conspiracy to cover up the death of a loved youth. The local Tampa Bay media is assisting in the conspiracy to cover up the facts in relation to the death of Josiah Pinner. The placed in office, corrupt mafia tied Sheriff Chad Chronister. The corrupt and mafia bought Hillsborough County District Attorney, Andrew H. Warren, refuses to prosecute the undercover deputy dog Philip J. Montesi. Instead, he is going off the botched and doctored Sheriff's Department accident reports. According to the accident report, the Sheriff's Office did not test Philip J. Montesi for drugs or alcohol at the scene. Instead, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department sought to make the victim the bad guy. On the 17th day of January, we the people shut down both Florida and Fletcher Avenues as we marched to the District 1 Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office to seek answers. Over 400 locals participated in this protest. A few days later, we returned to District 1 office, only to find that the entire parking lot and street leading to the office were barricaded to prevent all access to the building and grounds. Over 100 locals and family members were in attendance and were witness to the sheriff's deputies preventing anyone from even accessing the sheriff's office. As we protested, many deputies mocked and laughed at the heartbroken family members. Anonymous finds this behavior an absolute shameful display of police state-style tactics and nothing more than badge bully intimidation against the local community. We stood tall and proud in the memory of Josiah Pinner. Philip J. Montesi has been involved in 4 traffic accidents in 2 years while on duty, all of which involved Montesi exceeding the speed limit. Every investigation into these accidents deemed his speed and distractions as unavoidable and excused immediately. One accident involved an older pedestrian, who was out for his morning walk, and even wearing a yellow visibility vest. Montesi claimed he was distracted by his in-car laptop and was immediately excused. As with the Josiah situation, this victim also was ticketed. We, in the Tampa Bay community, are sick of the corruption and the total lack of regard for our rights and the attempts made to silence our grievances. Many of us went to attend a Hillsborough County Commissioner's meeting and voiced our concerns and views. In return, we were laughed at and mocked by the corrupt County Commissioners Ken Hagen, Stacy White, Leslie Miller Jr., Pat Kemp, Kimberly Overman, Sandra Merman and Mariella Smith. They vocalized that their only involvement with the county sheriff is solely in passing along the budget. In recent days, it has been shown that Ken Hagen is doing unlawful things as a county commissioner and he is still voting on issues that are a direct conflict of interest. The unlawful actions are concerning. What do we expect? We expect corrupt Sheriff Chad Chronister and Hillsborough County District Attorney Andrew H. Warren to be charged with conspiracy and obstruction of justice. We expect more accountability than a mere 5-day suspension for Deputy Montesi. We expect a full and honest investigation into the death of Josiah Pinner. Much of this falls under the RICO Act, as the conspiracy and contamination of evidence is clear to see. All officials involved have not only failed to honor their oaths of office but also failed to protect and serve. Our peaceful protest deprives them of the 3 following things: capital, control, and credibility. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. The corrupt should expect us. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.